Behind the Law, the official podcast of West Tigers.
Well, hello and welcome to episode 49 of Behind the Raw, the official podcast of West Tigers, where we learn more about the people and the stories behind this great club. Behind the Raw is proudly sponsored by PWA, that is Pro Wrestling Australia. Now, this week's guest, he has played 41 NRL games. He made his NRL debut in round 16. It was against the Warriors in Auckland in 2022. He's born in Wellington, raised in Melbourne. And he has just missed one game, can you believe it, since making his debut in 2022. He is as tough as they come. He looks like he's built out of granite and a very quietly spoken young man with a lovely smile and a very warm demeanour. Welcome to Behind the Raw to a bloke who loves to launch off the back fence for Nua Pole. How are you, mate?
You're good, mate. Thanks for having me.
Oh, pleasure. Before we go anywhere new, pronunciation, please, of the surname. Now, it's spelt Pole. I'm sure plenty of people called you Pole for a long time. Test, test, 1, 2, you're on.
Yeah, in Tongan, P is pronounced as B, like a B, so it's actually pronounced Pole.
Pole.
Yeah, I always get Pole.
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 So it's almost like the sunglasses, huh? Pole.
Oh, yeah, I don't know their sunglasses.
Is that?
Yeah.
Are they the old man sunglasses, are they? Oh, yeah. Given my age.
Pole.
Pole, Pole.
Yeah.
Well, you were talking about your car's a bit broken down at the moment, is it?
Yeah.
So is mine.
Yeah.
Both are ready to go on the scrap heap.
Yeah, any sponsors out there?
Well, that's the thing. Poor old New. He's driving to training and he's got the bumper bar front and back held on by duct tape.
Yep.
We've got to be able to find you a sponsor out there that can throw a little and put their name along the side, or can you do that? Branding?
Yeah. Grateful's, but it's a bit my car's holding in there, running it into the ground right now.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, there you go. Okay, we'll throw it out there, shall we? Throw one in for me too. We'll put Behind the Raw official podcast along. Yeah. We could be onto something. Now, listen, 41 games into your career, do you feel like you belong now? You are a fully fledged NRL player?
I actually didn't know I played 41 games now.
I've stuffed up that
stat. I'm actually surprised you. But, yeah, I don't know. It still kind of feels new to me. I think this is going into my third year. I'm still pretty shocked that you said I've played 41. I didn't even know yet. Yeah. Almost at 50. Yeah.
No, well, there you go. You will play 50, fingers crossed, this season. No, this, how it works, we'll have a set of six. So we're going to get to know a bit more about you. We'll talk a bit of footy in the middle chunk of the podcast. I'm going to bring back by popular demand the favorite five as well. So we'll get to know even more about you. And then at the back end, we're going to get you up on the top rope. It's turnbuckle time, all right? We're going to throw you and launch yourself into a quick quiz against the clock.
Yep.
Test how you go up here. Easy peasy, lemon squeezy. Yeah?
Yep.
All right, good. And that is, our sponsor is Pro Wrestling. Do you ever watch Pro Wrestling?
Nah, I think I've heard of it.
Yeah.
AEW and stuff.
All that stuff.
Yeah.
If you were in the ring, what do you reckon your walkout tune might be?
Oh, I don't know. I'd probably copy the Rocks one.
Yeah.
Or one of those somewhere that Usos walk out entrance song. I forgot how it goes. I used to go for rock.
Your family's really musically, right?
Mostly my dad's side. Didn't pass on to any of his kids, but no. I can hit a few notes here and there.
On what?
He's all of my dad's side. They can all sing. They can play like instruments. My dad plays cornet.
Yeah.
But I don't know what happened to us. It will skip us.
What can you play? So you can't play anything.
Oh, I used to play saxophone when I was in high school. I played drums.
There you go.
But then I just went out the window.
Threw them out the window.
Yeah.
Threw the drumsticks out the window and concentrated on Aussie rules.
Yeah.
Back then.
In Melbourne. Yeah.
Okay, we'll talk to you about that. Right, mate, before we dive into the potty, a quick wrap of some of the club news. Firstly, I want a big congratulations to West Tigers' Lisa Fiola Cup team and West Magpies' Harold Matthews Cup team. They both made it through to the grand finals last weekend, played at Combank Stadium before we were out to play the Broncos at Campbelltown Stadium. So well done to both of you. Obviously, you didn't get to lift the trophy, but you can really be proud of your efforts to make it through to the decider. And our match boys, well, they'd gone through the whole season unbeaten. So that was their first loss. Did you play Mats here? Nah, no.
SG.
Ball, SG Ball. In our NRL news, so Benji has gone with exactly the same team that lost to the Broncos for this weekend's game against the Bulldogs. That's at a Core Stadium on Saturday, so absolutely no changes there. Stafford Toa, he's been named in the extended squad, so he'll come back through New South Wales Cup. You would expect. They're part of the doubleheader, so that match will kick off just before as the curtain raiser to the NRL game at a Core Stadium. So that's great news to have Stafford back. He did that ankle. He had syndesmosis, had the surgery. He did that in Canberra, didn't he? Round two, our very first,
yeah.
I think. Yeah.
First game.
Great to have Star back. Well done to our Jersey Flag team too. 6 wins, 2 losses. They are second on the ladder in the Jersey Flag. So they're in really, really good form. They take on the Bulldogs as well this weekend. That one is on Friday night at Belmore. So if you can get out there, if you'd like to, why not do that? Just one other key issue around the club that I wanted to touch on, and that is the future of our stadium strategy going forward for next year and the next 3 years, okay? There's been a fair bit of speculation out there. Let me just say this, okay? The club has set a June 30 deadline. Richo and the crew will make a firm decision by then. It'll probably happen well before then, I think. But as soon as we make that decision, be rest assured, members and our corporate stakeholders, you will be the first to know, okay? So anything you read or hear other than hearing it from us, don't put too much faith in that. All righty, let's have a look at the set of six. Are you ready to rock and roll?
Yep.
All righty, Fanua, it is your NRL debut, okay? So it's round 16. It's against the Warriors. It's in your home country, New Zealand. Sadly, we do lose the match. It's a full house at Mount Smart. Do you remember? Because I think that was the first game after COVID, wasn't it?
Yeah, it was a homecoming game.
That's it.
Yeah.
Yeah, jammed in like sardines. The referee is Chris Sutton. There is the whistle. Do you hear that?
Yeah.
Yep, good man. Now, you don't come off the back fence on this occasion because you do actually come off the bench, all right? Yeah. Tackle one, question one. Could you tell us a bit about that NRL debut and what you remember about it?
I just remember running out to a sold-out crowd. I was pretty sure there was not one Tigers fan in there.
Yeah.
I just remember running up and down the sideline during warm-up and they're all screaming at me. I think I mentioned it before, they were all just saying they felt sorry for me because I was debuting and stuff, but it was a good atmosphere for me. It's one of my favourite stadiums as well, playing over there, despite even it's not a home game or home ground.
Nervous?
Oh, yeah, I was shitting bricks.
Oh, yeah, that's right. No, we'd have to be. No, that's fine.
No, I was nervous. I was good the whole week leading up to it, and then as soon as I got to the stadium and I was driving in the bus and I looked at the stadium, I just... butterflies came out and started getting nervous, but I think as soon as I hit the field, I was in the zone, I think. Mm.
Yeah. Tell us about your entry into rugby league as a young kid, all right? Because this is quite an interesting story. So you were born in New Zealand, but you moved to Melbourne as a youngster, and you started playing Aussie rules at a very young age.
Yeah.
And then luckily for us and luckily for the game, you found rugby league. Take us through how that happened.
Grew up in Melbourne. I think in Melbourne it's pretty known for AFL and stuff. So I was pretty chubby as a kid. My mom just wanted me to get out and get active. So okay. I think she took me to AFL training and I just started running around with them and stuff. And I think the time when she found out when most of the AFL games were on Sundays, she didn't want me to play because... I had to go to church on Sundays. So I think it was just out of nowhere. One day she took me to rugby training. And I think the first game I remember playing was Bull Rush.
Yeah.
I don't know how it started. Just one day she took me to rugby training and started. That's where it started. Craigburn Phoenix. I don't think they're a club anymore in Melbourne, but that's where it all started.
Well, there you go. See, so thank goodness for God and for church.
Yeah.
That's on Sunday. Yeah. And also that the Aussie rules training was Sunday.
Yeah.
And here we are.
Yeah.
And chubby as a kid. Well, goodness, have a look at you now. I mean, you are quite a specimen, so there's hope for all of us. Well, maybe not all of us. So then from your junior footy, how did you arrive at West Tigers and in our pathway system?
Playing all my juniors for Storm. They're juniors. They were called Thunderbolts back then. And I never really feel like I like got an opportunity with first grade and stuff. I was still young there, but probably could have stayed in there. But as soon as I got a manager when I was about 17 or 18, I got opportunities offered from a lot of Sydney teams. But I never really did anything until I played for Schoolboys. I played for Combine Affiliated States.
Yep.
In, I think it was in
they
Canberra.
They would have included WA,
yeah.
I reckon.
Yeah, WA. All those teams. We played in Canberra. And I think it was Mecca who was our, Warren McDonald. Yeah, he was our recruitment manager at the time. He came, I spoke to my manager and gave him the offer, I think. And then, yeah, I just decided, oh, this was when I was 17, I'm 17, year 11, still in school. And I thought it was a good opportunity to take. So I talked to my family about it and stuff. And then they decided that when I was, as soon as I finished school, I'll move over. So that's how it went.
So you had to do year 12 first, yeah, finish school in Melbourne. Yeah. Then you made the move up here.
Yeah.
And family, they make the move with you or?
Nah, just me. I moved up. Lucky I have my, I moved here and just stayed with our roommate. In La Kemba, and then lucky my mom's sister lives up here too, so I live with them inside a small home.
Oh, nice. What about away from footy, Nu? Tell us, what do you like? What are your interests?
I don't know, not much. Just the usual, like playing games and stuff in my spare time.
Are you a gamer?
Yeah. I used to play off.
What you go to? Bit.
Call of Duty, Fortnite, NBA, 2K.
Okay.
Yeah.
You like that stuff?
Yeah, but I spend a lot of time now with my girlfriend.
How long have you been together?
About 6 months now.
Oh.
Yeah.
First true love?
Yeah.
Oh, nice. What's her name?
Alicia.
Alicia.
Yeah.
Awesome. How'd you guys meet?
Night out.
Okay.
Yeah.
Should we leave it there?
Yeah. Here's my mom, Lala.
No, hey, Alicia. Yeah. Awesome. But on a serious note, right?
Yeah.
Being a bit settled now in a relationship, how's that influencing your, I guess, lifestyle?
It's been good for me, I reckon, because I feel like past with my rugby and stuff, it's kind of put it into perspective. Like, I think she kind of makes me happy off the field, especially after like bad games and stuff. It's nice to go back to someone you know that you love and loves you. Whereas in the past, I kind of like take my rugby back home with me and, you know, it kind of fixed my life in a way.
Oh, that's nice. Are there any players you've modeled your game on or you looked up to?
Yeah, I always looked up to Jason Tamalolo growing up because I like the way he runs, his footwork and stuff. So I kind of try to do it in my game, I think, kind of a bit, but... Yeah, he's probably my number one.
Back on to the other question, and this is question seven, right? It's an extended seven tackle set. He's got his arm in the air, right? So we have to wrap this up. Clothing label. Have you got your own clothing label?
Yeah.
Well, where'd this come from? There's something away from footy you haven't told me about.
Yeah, so it's called Live Yours Clothing.
What's it look like? What's the style?
It's kind of like classic streetwear, just casual clothing you wear every day.
You like this?
Yeah, a little bit. Yeah, it's all right.
Yeah. Fashionista. And you like the bling too. We haven't got much on at the moment, just the earrings.
Yeah.
Have you ever run on the field and forgot to take it out?
Yeah, all the time. I always forget. They always have to tell me to take off my earring when we're training because I always forget it.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Because that you don't want to pull that out.
Yeah.
Tell us a bit more about your clothing brand, Live Yours.
Started between me and my mate, Compton. He used to be here at Tigers as well, but he's moved over to New Zealand. We both always had a kind of taste in fashion, so we decided to start our own brand. You can check it out on liveyoursclothing.com. But it's just mostly casual streetwear kind of fashion we like to wear ourselves.
All online, I guess.
Yeah, online.
Yeah. Where do you design it? Who makes it?
We both kind of design it, but most of the time I'm busy. He does a lot of... more work than me, I reckon, because I'm always busy with training and stuff. But some of my time goes to designing. We got some shirts coming out soon, box tees and stuff, and it's hoodie season as well, so we got something coming up too.
Can you do something for us at West Tigers, maybe?
Oh, yeah, I can hook you up.
Yeah?
Yeah, I'll get you to wear it on the podcast.
I will for sure.
Oh, yeah, I'll get you one. What size?
Yeah. Oh, sort of medium.
Oh, yeah, yeah. Sweet.
Beautiful. So what about the shipping and the sales and the packaging and all that sort of stuff?
Yeah, we deliver to Australia and New Zealand. We're still kind of working on getting it expanding more worldwide. But we ship everywhere to in Australia. We just started shipping to New Zealand as well.
Leave yours. Where'd you come up with that?
My mate Compton brought it up to me. And I kind of agreed with it. It was kind of concept of like not worrying about what others saying about your life. It's just worrying about things you can control. Just being happy in life with what you got. That's where the name Live Yours pretty much came from.
Love it.
Yeah.
There you go. What about that? Young Entrepreneur of the Year. Live Yours Clothing. Check it out. Lots more to ask you, but that wraps up the set of six, and I've learned a whole lot more about you.
Yeah.
It's good. It's good. Let's talk a bit of footy then. Let's talk a bit of footy. Okay, coming off, we've lost four now in a row, but I think it's pretty clear that we're going somewhere, right? Yeah. Even against the Broncos, there were a lot of good things to come out of that match. We probably just couldn't stay with them. Yeah. What's the vibe like? What's the talk like? What's the messaging like from Benji ahead of the Dogs match?
We talked about it a bit. We feel like the last few games we've been playing against our top sides, and we've been in the game for a lot of these past few games that we've lost. And we've just been maybe the last 20 or something that we've switched off or where we lose the game. But going into this week, we just focus on ourselves again, and we know it's a game we can win. We've just got to play to our strengths and stuff, and play for the full 80s. We mainly focused on.
So, the systems are there, the processes are there. What we're doing, we're doing it right. There's just a few areas we need to put more polish on it and stay the course.
Yeah,
stay true to what we're doing. Just back on your junior footy in that, and coming through from Melbourne. Now Sua Farlonga, a good mate of yours, right?
Yeah, one of my best mates.
So. He's sort of followed a very similar path.
Yeah.
And were you saying before that you were trying to get him here, were you?
Yeah. When I first moved over, I tried to...
He could have been your roomie.
Yeah, tried to get him over with me, but I think his parents and stuff, family decided for him to stay in the pathway, the Melbourne pathway.
Mm. You know, you rewind, even probably before you were born, and I haven't got the stats in front of me. I think the first probably homegrown Melbourne player... Because obviously, you know, everyone just was flown in from Western Reds and from Queensland Cup teams. But the first, I think, would have been Mahe Fanua.
Yeah, I think it was Mahe.
I reckon.
Young Tony Mopea's up there too.
Young Tony Mopea.
Richard Kenner.
Yeah. And now there's probably, I don't know.
There's a few now.
Maybe almost a dozen. What about a talking point at the moment, Nu, is... And you're one to talk on this because you're a prop or a middle forward, is calls to maybe ban the long kickoff, and it's all about HIAs and concussion. And I can understand some people agreeing with that, but I can certainly probably more understand others saying, no, it's part of the fabric of the game.
Yeah.
What are your thoughts to people saying, let's ban that long kickoff?
Yeah, I see the other side of it with the... and around and stuff, and the concussions and stuff, health of the players and stuff. But I reckon kickoff's one of the most exciting parts of the game, especially as being a forward. I think it gets the crowd up and stuff as well. It's good for the game. It would be pretty hard to see a game without a kickoff.
I mean, grandstands in most stadiums, they almost jolt, don't they? They shudder from that impact from that. The kickoff and coming off the back fence. Now, I know you love it. That's part of your game because that's what you do. That's what you're built for. That's what you train for, right?
Yeah.
But I want to get inside your head here, okay? I've never done what you do. It's a different position for starters. But take me through. Can you take me through? There's the long kickoff. It goes into your halfback or 5/8 arms or fullback's arms. He hands that ball to you and you're pretty much coming off the back from that dead ball line. At that moment you take the ball, what's going through your mind? Is it fear? Is it confidence? A bit of both?
No, I'd probably say a bit of both. Even before the kickoff's coming and I know it's about to come, I'm walking back and I'm trying to like amp myself up. I'm like revving myself up, screaming at myself. Because I think you kind of know there's a chance of you going to get smacked. But I think it's just all adrenaline. I just get the ball and run, hope for the best pretty much. Just run at full pace.
Take me back to last year because I remember a game in Canberra and we lost it. I think we were robbed. There was one or two, or you were having it. You were having it off the back fence. You were coming back off the back fence. Do you remember that match?
Yeah, I remember it pretty good.
How'd you come off? You came off. I think they came off second best, didn't they?
Yeah, I think. Yeah.
Do you remember who you hit? Do you line someone up?
I was going at it with Jack Wyden and Hudson Young. I took the first one. I had about three carries in a row, back fences, and they both tried to shoulder charge me, and I kind of took it on as a challenge. And the second one, I went straight back at him, and they did the same thing again. Yeah, and then the third one, I think I saw Josh Papali'i, and I just ran at him. I was off my head. He's one of the biggest players on the field. I don't even know. I think I just saw them, went straight to Josh Papali'i, and yeah, just tried to find my front straight away.
I will have to dig some of that footage out and find out how you did go in there. But seriously, so when you've got the ball, you're winding up, you're not quite sure how this is going to end up.
Yeah,
I guess you've got to feel like you will get through that brick wall. You will be stronger than them. But do you aim for some space, some air?
I don't think you really see much space when you're running up and everyone's side by side. You just kind of go your best. I don't know.
Oh, well, I'm glad it's your job.
Yeah.
You can have it. Yeah, you can keep it. Is it on match day, do you do paper, scissors, rock with, say, Clem and Steph about who's taking this first hit?
Yeah, no, they're usually just Steph and Clem's are always doing it, but I try to swap with Steph because I know on that right side, it's my favourite side to run off the back fence. Mm. When he's tired, I just ask him when we're walking back. I was like, oh, I got you, Steph.
Can I have one?
Yeah.
You do like it, don't you?
Yeah.
You love it?
Yeah.
Let's rock into the favourite five, okay? Favourite five. Have a little bit of fun here. Get to know you a little bit more, okay? Yeah. And we know you like coming off the back fence. Tell me, what's your favourite thing about rugby league?
I'd probably say the mates you make. I think you make lifelong friends playing rugby. Even all the ones I've played up coming through the ranks, I'm still pretty good mates with them. And I think you got mates for life, pretty much. Yeah.
I like that. Yep, mates for life. Favorite player as a kid growing up?
It was Jason Tamalolo because I'm Tongan and I always look up to Tongan players like that. But I think my first one was probably Sonny Bill when he came back to the Roosters, his second stint in rugby league. He was something else back then.
He was. What's been your favourite game in those 41 that you've played in the NRL so far?
I'd probably say that Raiders game, even though we almost lost. Oh, we did lose.
Yeah.
Just the back fence running itself, I guess.
Yeah. And I remember vividly the crowd, they came into that match, didn't they? We were down by some margin. And
I'll take that back. I'll say the Cowboys game, 72, that one in Leichhardt.
The one up there?
Yeah. No, Leichhardt.
We forgot that one, haven't we?
Yeah, Brooksy's 250 or something.
Yeah.
Yeah, that was a game to remember.
That was something, wasn't it?
Yeah.
Mm. Well, there's two of your fondest memories. Righto, what goes in the belly? Favourite food? You'd eat a fair bit.
I eat a lot, but lately I've been having like lots of acai bowls and stuff. It's pretty, I don't know, it's kind of like addiction now. I have them like almost every day.
Acai bowls?
Yeah, acai bowls.
My daughter's right into them.
Yeah, it's the toppings that make them
good.
Yeah.
What goes on top?
I get peanut butter and Nutella.
Together?
Yeah.
Yeah?
Yeah, it's cracker.
What's that, a bit of hazelnut and a bit of, nice. Yeah. Okay. Well, maybe we can get a little Asahi sponsor as well for you.
Yeah.
Plus your car.
Yeah.
We could put the Asahi brand alongside the, we'll get you out of here and new set of wheels and everything. We've touched on this. So you're not big on your music. What do you like to listen to? What sort of?
I like my classics a bit, but most of my music I listen to is a bit of Afrobeat and stuff.
Yeah.
Afrobeat, hip hop, bit of rap.
Now the bus ride coming home. Now I've been on a few of them now.
Yeah.
You got that blaring at the back of the bus. Who puts those tunes together?
Oh, I think it's Dalza. He's always on the track.
Sam Weller.
Yeah.
Man, there's a real mix there, isn't there?
Yeah, a bit of everything.
Country and Western.
Yeah.
Dalza.
Yeah.
So he's the muso.
Yeah.
Who else likes their tunes?
Dalza, Uppy sometimes on the tune sometimes.
Yeah.
Plays a lot of folk jams.
Yeah.
Islander music.
Yeah.
Nice.
Righto. Final question here. You got a dinner party at your house.
Yeah.
Can you cook? Who does the cooking?
I can cook for myself, but it's like basic stuff, like just me.
Oh, it doesn't have to be an extravagant menu.
Yeah.
Okay. Well, maybe your girlfriend can help you.
Oh, yeah.
She cook?
Not really sure yet.
It's only been 6 months.
Yeah.
You've been busy.
Yeah.
Righto. So you got three guests. Can be anyone on the planet. Three guests are coming to join you at your place for a dinner party.
Yeah.
Okay. We'll pay for the food and a couple of, nice bottle of wine.
Yeah.
Uber Eats, you say? No. If you need Uber Eats, we'll do Uber Eats. Who are they?
Just to eat with me or
helping me cook? With you? No. To sit down and enjoy the meal and time, company.
I'd
like to get to know them.
Does that have to be celebrities?
Can be whoever you want.
Huh. What if it's just my family?
That's all right. You're a family guy.
Yeah, I would say my family. I don't get much time with them anymore since they're in Melbourne.
That's sweet.
I'm over here, yeah.
Sweet. Here I am thinking you could have had LeBron.
Nah.
Supermodel. Well, no, you're involved now. Your family, good on you.
Yeah.
Nice answer. Do you know what time it is now?
No.
It's turnbuckle time.
Oh, yeah.
You said easy before, right?
Yeah.
We're going to rattle through this. So I'm going to throw six questions at you.
Yep.
Okay. What year are we in for this club and our
25th
anniversary? So the maximum score is 25, okay? Times four, 4 points for each correct answer is 24 plus 1 point for the bonus. Gives you a max score 25.
Sweet.
Climb up onto that rope. Ready? You ready to launch in?
Yep.
Okay. Here we go. Question number one. Your NRL debut in 2022 was against the Warriors in Auckland. We lost. What was the score? Get the clock going.
I know we didn't score. Is there a time limit?
I only got a minute, bro.
I'll say 22. To two.
Boom, correct. Was 4 points, yes. Please. Question number two. In that game, can you name the Warriors player whose brother played two seasons with West's Tigers? The Warriors player, in your debut, his brother played here for two seasons. Who was it? Shall I give him a hint?
Yeah, because I have no
idea. Could have been in number two or number five.
Oh, yeah. Selesniak, yeah.
Dallin Watene's losing. Oh, we gave that one away. All right, you're on 8 points. Question three, because you've got to get to your massage or gym, whatever Moose is calling. Question number three, how many of our four senior coaches have played more than 300 games? How many of our four senior NRL coaches have played more than 300 games?
Benji, 300?
Yep.
Benji Haino.
I know, yep.
Fefs?
Robbie, yep.
I'm not sure about John Morris.
Well, this is what you have to answer. How many of those four have played more than 300?
Three out of four.
Very good.
Hey.
Bombers played exactly 300. There's a trick question there. The more that. You're going good.
Three from
on
three.
12 points. You're max. Okay, question four. Who is our other West Tigers player who has also began playing rugby league in Victoria?
From West Tigers?
Yep.
Does he still play? No.
Think about this.
Played a bit of in Victoria.
think about the whole club.
Ah, Sean Broad? Oh,
he's not here. No, no. That began playing junior rugby league in Victoria. Think about the whole club. West Tigers player.
Who, me?
The other one.
Victoria.
Think left field here. Might not be one of your teammates. Season starts in June, doesn't it? Or is it July? How's that clock going?
Nah, it's in the NRLW. I just
can't remember.
I don't know the name.
American State. It is, isn't it? And Washington is another state, isn't it? Come on!
Nah, I don't know this one.
Nevada George.
Oh, yeah.
Same number on her back as you. Well, she played in our NRLW inaugural, is she? Okay. Question five. Canterbury Bankstown Bulldogs, who we play on Saturday.
Yeah.
Before becoming the Bulldogs, what were they called? Multiple choice. A, Blue Bags. B, Banksias. C, Berries.
The first one.
What was it? A, Blue Bags. B, Banksias. Or C, Berries.
No, I'll go with Banksias.
B, Banksias is incorrect. the transition from Berries to Bulldogs was in 1978. Oh. And would you believe, Berries. Canterbury and Newtown Jets were the only clubs at that time without an animal for their emblem. There you go, the Berries. Question number six. Which teammate is in line to play his 200th NRL game against the Knights in Tamworth?
200.
Mm.
Ooh. Is it Clems?
No, he's well past that. He already went. What's your answer? No. Okay.
Not Steve.
On, you're keeping a track of this, what he's on? Appy.
Oh. I thought he had way more than that.
No. Creeping up, isn't it? And for the bonus point, okay? Yeah. I think you're on 12. Is it 12 or 16? 12, thank you, Tommy. Bonus point. This is worth 1 point. How many West Tigers players have made their NRL debut this season? How many West Tigers players have made their NRL debut this season? Two souls?
Two
souls, yeah. Okay.
Yeah, two. Oh, wait.
Two souls?
The two souls?
Three souls could have made their debut. I mean, two souls have made their debut. Come on. Clock's ticking, bro. Moose wants you down there to get a massage. There you go. Jim, haven't you? So what, is it going to be two then?
Yeah, I'll just go for two. That's two? The only one I can remember now.
Who's playing in your number six these days?
Oh, Galvin. Oh.
Who's playing in your 14 this weekend?
Latu.
Yeah?
Oh, yeah.
Four is the answer. Oh, mate. Hey, don't worry about it.
Galvin's feel like he's been around for a while.
Yeah, I know. So do you. No, thanks for jumping in on Behind the Rule. Hey, yeah. Good luck with the rest of your career. Good luck with the rest of the season, yeah? Great to get to know you a bit better.
Thanks for having me.
There is Vanua Bolle, one of the young up-and-coming middlemen, hard as a rock, and as I said, he does love coming off the back fence. Wherever you are this weekend, good luck to you. Our Jersey Flegger are playing the Dogs on Friday night at Belmore. New South Wales Cup, the boys are up against the Bulldogs. That's the curtain raiser at a core stadium on Saturday. And then at 3 o'clock, we'll take on the Bulldogs. So we'll do it all again next week. Until then, take care. Goodbye.
Behind the Raw, the official podcast of West Tigers.